Today we are learning tomorrow's daf, which is Megillah daf Chafei. This is the daf for Tishba. Today's shir is sponsored by Shragi Brill Lezecher Nishmas Chaya Fega Bas Haravyona HaKohen, Shragi's mother, the Neshama Shtavan Aliyah, and we thank Shragi again very much for the sponsorship. Today we're going to discuss, and we're holding at the Mishnah at the very bottom of Chavdal and Beis, the last word on the page of Chavdal and Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss a number of ways that one should not daven, ways that a person should avoid daven, phrases that a person should avoid, things that sound like Derech Minos, that sound like Apikorsus, even problems of over-praising Hashem, we're going to talk about, that looks bad as well. We're going to talk a little bit about HaKol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyira Shemayim, and then the second half of the daf is going to talk about certain sections of Tanakh that we should avoid saying Targumon, or that we should not avoid saying Targumon, that you might have thought we should avoid saying the Targumon, which parts are translated, which parts are not translated, and we're going to explain the logic behind each and every one of them, and then the Perek is going to conclude. This is the last daf of the third Perek. The Perek is going to conclude with how we relate to mockery of Rishayim, when we are allowed to mock people and not allowed to mock people, how to mock them, and how to praise Tzadikim. So let us begin with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer Yivarchucha Tovim Harezu Derech Aminus. If a person says that the good should bless Hashem, then that is Derech Aminus. That's considered an inappropriate way to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is that Derech Aminus? Says Rashi, She'eno Kolol Rishon B'Shivcha Shel Makom, because he's excluding Rishayim from praising Hashem. The Chum Lamdu Mechalbna Sharecha Ra Umana Kasav Ben Samane Ktores Shemetzrichna Kasav Bar Tzaasun Liyosun Baguda Achas. We learn from the Ktores that we have a lot of sweet smelling spices, but we also have the foul smelling spices also included in the Ktores. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everyone together, that we're Matirim L'Spalalim Avaryanim, that we're together with everybody, all of Klal Yisrael together. Everyone praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. So that's why a person thinks that it's only limited to the tzaddikim to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a derech minus. Tosa says, Inami mishum demechzi kishtei rishuyos, kolomar elokim tovim, that it's as if a person is relating to two different gods, meaning that there's a god for the good and a god for the bad, and that's the problem, that it's derech minus. Further in the Mishnah, al kan sipor yagiu rachamecha, if a person says, in his praises of Hashem, how Hashem is so merciful, even on birds, by having this mitzvah of shiluach hakein, val tovi zachar shimcha, a person says that anytime something good happens, we should mention Hashem's name, modim modim, or he repeats modim, mishaskino. So in each of those three cases, we quiet the person down. We'll explain in the Gemara why. Hamechana ba'arayos mishaskino. So if a person darshins the parshios of Arayos to be talking about things other than Arayos, a person understands that the parsha of Arayos, when it says that erva savicha verva simcha, doesn't mean erva mamish, rather it means that you shouldn't humiliate your father, you shouldn't humiliate your mother. If a person understands things like that, it explains the parsha of Arayos in that way, so then we quiet him down. Ha'omari mizarach latitin la'aver l'molch latitin la'abra bar meryusa mishasnos abnezifin. If a person it translates the pasuk of Mizarach Losit and Laver Lemolech, that you're not allowed to give your child over to the Molech, and he says it means that you're not allowed to impregnate a woman who's not a Jew, so we're Meshaskinos of Benazifa, we very, very strongly quiet him down. Why Benazifa? Why do we strongly quiet him down? So Rashi explains, because he's taking the pasuk out of its mashmos, and he's taking something that is not a Chi of Misas Bezdin, and turning it into a Chi of Misas Bezdin, and turning it into a Chi of Karban Beshogeg, where that would not be the halacha, so a person would come to violate all sorts of, if we translate it that way, people come to go against the halacha in terms of how to deal with the person who does things like this. So that's why it's Meshaskanos Ibn Azifa. The Chassam Sofer says a little different. Chassam Sofer in Tshuvin, Choshem Mishpat, Maduru Revi Oi, explains that the reason that we're Meshaskanos Ibn Azifa is that the reason that this pasuk is written at the end of Parshas Arayos is because it's telling us that in addition to being Ovid Avodah Zarah, someone who does this, who does Molech, is also being Mechal Hashem Hashem, because he's taking a Ben Yisrael Kadosh, he's taking someone that was given to him by Kedusha, and he's being Makrevit Avodah Zarah. So after the Torah tells us about the Yisrael Arayos, that we have to be, that Klal Yisrael has to be Kedoshim to you through the Arayos, we have to raise our level of Kedusha, so we're saying that the children that are born from a Zivug of Kedusha, that are destined for Kedusha, and are born in Kedusha, should not be given for the Molech. And even though you're not allowed to bring anything for Avodah Zarah, but this is an additional level of Chilul Hashem. So that's why someone explains the Pasuk is talking about by a Ben Hanolad Me'aramis. That's why the Chassam Sofer understood the Mishnah. Not that you're translating it as not to be Bol an Aramis, but not to give over the child who's the product of a Bia with an Aramis. He's taking away the whole Chilul Hashem element of the Parsha, which is really the whole point. So he's being Mevaza Hashem. So that's why Meshaskim also Bin Azifa. That's how the Chassam Sofer understands. Now, the thing we said at the beginning, that if a person says Yivrucha Tovim, that it's Derech Minos, Sifsei Chama says, according to Rashi, that you can't say Yivrucha Tovim because it sounds like not the Ra'im. What about Tehillim Perek Lamed Gimel? Ranu Tzadikim Ba'Hashem. Why is it only Ranu Tzadikim Ba'Hashem? Shouldn't it be Ranu everybody? So Sifsei Chama says you have to say Dovra Melech knew what he was talking about, and he's allowed to say it, but we're not allowed to say it. We can't make up our own phrases, but Dovra Melech, for some reason, figured that was okay. So, but he didn't have a real answer in terms of why it's okay to say Ranu Tzadikim, why it was okay for David HaMelech to say it. Okay, so says Gemara, Bishlam Modim Modim Demechzik Shtei Rishuyos. I understand the objection to saying Modim twice because it makes it look like you're davening to two gods. Valtov Yuzach Hashim Chanami Dimash Maltov In V'Al Ralo. And to say that we should mention Hashem for all the good that happens makes it sound like only for the good and not for the bad. Utnan, and we know that the Mishnah tells us Chayv Adam Varech that we make bracha for things that are bad, just like we make things on brachas on good things that happen. Meaning, we make a baruch dayin ha'emes the same way we make a baruch hatova ha'metiv. So to say that you're only going to be baruch Hashem for good things, it's against the halacha. Ela al kan sipur yagir rechemecha my taima. But what's wrong with praising a mitzvah and saying that it's such a wonderful mitzvah and it's so merciful of Hakadosh Baruch Hu to have a mitzvah of shiluch kan? What would be wrong with that? So Pligi Batrei Amoroi B'Marava, two of the Eretz Yisrael Amoroim argued about what the issue is. Rabbi Yossi Barav and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. Chad Amar Mnei Shematil Kinnam Maisa Bereshis. One says that it's because you're arousing jealousy amongst the creations, meaning to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanos on the birds, but the Behemos, the Chayos, Hashem has no Rachmanos on the Behemos and the Chayos, so that makes it look bad that Hashem is favoring the birds over the Behemos and the Chayos. V'chad Amar Mnei Shosim Midos of Shal And the other one says, no, it's that you're making it sound like the mitzvahs are all about what feels nice and what looks nice and what feels warm and fuzzy. No, it's gzeros. We don't understand the reason for the mitzvahs. So to just say that it's based on rachamim, that's beyond us to be able to say such a thing. Tulsus points out that in the kalir, in the kedusha that we say on the second base of Pesach, includes a phrase, tzadku oso ve'espino v'yomechol bal tishchetu, which clearly sounds like that's the tzid, we're praising the tzidkus of Hashem by having an isra of also ve'espino. So what about the fact that it's making HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gezeros into rachamim when it's really gezeros? So Tosafot leaves that as a kasha. So that's it's a problem. Why it is that we're ever allowed to say that? Benayahu says that if you look in the Medrash in Devarim Rabbah, the Medrash tells us lama atinok nimol l'shmona yamim. Why is it that a baby gets his bris on the eighth day? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanos that he should have his kochos back after the trauma of the birth, before we put him through a milah. And just like Kodesh Baruch Hu is merachim on a person, he's also merachim on a behema. How do I know that? Umiyam hashmini v'hala v'lo od. Not only that, Kodesh Baruch Hu says also v'espino l'sishch to b'yom echad, so you see rachmanos in the animal world. And just like Kodesh Baruch Hu is merachim al behema, he's also nismali rachmala ofos. How do you know? Ki kan si, ki yikra kan sipra l'fanecha, the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. So you see, Chazal themselves explain the reason for the mitzvah of shiluach hakan is because Kodesh Baruch Hu is merachim al ofos. So why can't we say it? If Chazal are allowed to say it, over here we're saying we're not allowed to say that the midos of Hashem are rachamim. So the Benayahu explains that certainly a person could give reasons for mitzvos, and you could say the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are based on or teach us about Hashem's rachamim and all the rest. But as long as we're not suggesting that that is the one and only reason. So when you're giving tamei mitzvos, and everyone understands that the entire endeavor of giving tamei mitzvos is just to suggest different things that we can relate to and that we can understand the mitzvahs better and we can appreciate the mitzvahs better. But there are obviously many, many more reasons. And like the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam Mar Nevuchim and all the rest gave Tamei HaMitzvos. So that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But to relate to Hashem that way, Al Kan Sipur Yagir Rachamecha, when you're relating to Hashem, that's like you're relating in absolute terms. And you're saying, oh, this is what you do, Hashem. So that's a problem. That's a problem of not realizing realizing that there are gzeros, and therefore there's a lot more to the mitzvah than the suggestion of rachamim. Ha'udu nachas kamei de rabba. There was someone that was davening in front of rabba. Amar atachas al kan sipar atachos v'rachem aleinu. And the person was composing his own tefillah, and he was saying in his tefillah, Hashem, you had rachmanis on the birds, now have rachmanis on us. Amar rabba kama yada haimi rabbanon l'ritzu l'mare. Rabba says, wow, what a beautiful tefillah. Amar le'abayis, Abayis says, what do you mean? V'mishaskin osotanan. It says in the Mishnah, you have to quiet somebody down when they say this. How could you compliment him on such a tefillah? V'rabba l'chadudu l'abayi hudabayi. Rabba was just testing Abayi. He wanted to see if Abayi was paying attention. So it worked. Abayi was paying attention and everyone was happy. Except for the Baal Tefillah. Ha'udinachs kamed Rabbi Chanina. There was someone that was davening in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omar, and he started to daven and he said, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, Vanora. Sounds good so far, but then he kept going. Ha'adir, Vachazok, Va'amitz. And he kept on saying more and more praises of Hashem. Are you done praising Hashem? Have you said everything? You finished every good thing that Hashem has, every quality Hashem has? Hashtahani Tlasa Ilavdikasunu Moshe Baraisa Vasaknasakdovitakninu Ananu Amrinulahu. The first three praises of Hashem, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the Torah and the Anshe Knesakdol were masakin it as part of Tefillah, we would never have the chutzpah to begin to praise Hashem. Vat Amrit Kulei Hai, and you're going to go and add on to those praises? He says, I'll tell you the problem with him. Mashallah Adam Shailo Elf Alfe Alafim Dinare Zav. Imagine the richest man in the world. Imagine a person has to hundreds of thousands of dinari zav, millions of dinari zav, v'yimakalsno so b'dinari kesef. And someone says, wow, you're so rich, you have silver. So, lo ganai lo, is that not a ganai? Is that not beneath him? That a person is going to imagine anyone who has some super talent, that, a world-class singer, and someone says, oh, you know, you hum nicely, or something that's a ganai to a person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no way we could ever encapsulate all the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lufinu, Malishir, Kayal, Nashonina, right, etc. We would never be able to encapsulate all the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to say whatever you're going to say, it falls woefully short. The Rashba writes in the name of Rav Hai that the fact that we're not allowed to be Mosav on the Shvachim, that the Knesset HaGadol were Masakin, the Anshe Knesset HaGadol were Masakin, is Dafkin Shmon Esrei. But Beino Levein Atzmo, you want to praise Hashem, you can praise Hashem. Pnei Yeshua explains what that means is that a lot of times we experience things in life where we experience certain midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanos. We experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura. We experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu's willingness to make Nisim. So we can praise Hashem for those things at those times. Because that's not a statement that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It's this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done right now. These are the midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has used right now. But when we're saying Shemoneh Esrei, we're trying to give a general statement about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we can't do. We're not allowed to add our own praises when we're trying to generally describe everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's how the Bnei Yeshua explains it. It's also interesting the mashal that we give. The mashal is a guy has a lot of gold and you praise him with silver. Why not just say the guy has a million gold coins and you're praising him that he has 10 gold coins? We change it instead of a quantity thing, we make it about a quality thing. So the Achronim discuss that issue, and the Rishonim also, and the Ritva's Medayik, that it's the gnus of the Shliach Tzibur would not have been the gnus of the Shliach Tzibur over here is not that he's not appreciating the quantity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness, it's that he doesn't appreciate the qualitative difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and human beings, that he's using all these praises that can be understood on a human level. So he's using, these are praises you would say to a king also, that he's strong and that he's amazing and that he's, so these are things that you would use to explain a human king. So we're trying to show something that's a qualitative difference, not a quantitative difference, because that's really where the Shliach Tzibur goes wrong. Ben Yoyada in Mesechus Bracha says, no, Dafka says Zav v'Kesef, because when someone who has Zav and you're looking right at the gold and you're saying, wow, you have silver, it means that we don't get what's going on. It means the person who's giving the praise is really, that's where the Ganai really is, that he doesn't even understand the difference between gold and silver. But if it's a quantity thing, so then it's really a gnus for the person that you're praising. It's like you're mocking the person, because of course you understand the difference between a lot and a little. but you're mocking the person. So we wouldn't even want to give such a mashal, which would include the mockery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Ben Yehuda says. We'd rather give a mashal where it's a mockery of ourselves. Everything is in the hands of Hashem except for Yira Shemaim. Because the Pasuk says, what does Hashem want from us, Klal Yisrael? All He wants is that we should have Yira Shemaim. So, Michal, the Yira Milsa Zutrasihi. That implies that Yira Shemaim is a small thing. What does Hashem want from you already? All He wants is Yira Shemaim. All He wants? That's a significant thing, no? Answers Gemara in the Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zutrasihi. That when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's considered to be a small thing on his level. Mashal Adam Shemavak Shemenu Kli Gadol V'yesh Lo Domo Lov Kli Katan. If you ask someone for something big, but he happens to have it, he has two of them, and he only needs one. So you ask him for it, so it's nothing for him, because he's got it, so it's no big deal. Katan Veinlo, but he asks for something small, but someone doesn't have it. You just need a safety pin. You just need something tiny. But I don't have it, so where am I going to get it? Where am I going to find it? So then Domo Lov Kli Gadol, then it becomes a hassle, then it becomes a burden. It seems like a Kli Gadol, even though it's really something very tiny. Tosfos raises the question all over Shas. Whenever this phrase comes up, Tosfos raises this question. The Gemara says, "Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi yira shemayim," and Tosfos says, "But wait a second. There's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Lamed that says, "Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi tzinim upachim," that everything is b'dei shemayim except for protecting yourself from the weather, from inclement weather. That's not b'dei shemayim. That's you have control over that by dressing warmly and doing what you need to do in order to protect yourself from the cold. So Tosfos says, "Well, which is it? Is yira shemayim the exception, or is tzinim upachim the exception?" So he says, obviously, these are two totally different statements. Over here, we're talking about toldos ha'adam, whether a person is going to be a chacham or a tipesh, an ani, an ashir, a gibor, a chalash. How rich is a person going to be? How strong is a person going to be? How smart is a person going to be? The midos of a person, that's all bidei shemayim, except for yira shemayim. How much yira shemayim a person is going to have, that's up to him. Everything else is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of a person's midos. But over there, it's talking about what happens to a person, the kinds of events that happen in a person's life. And you can't really control the events that happen in your life, but one thing you can control is how the cold affects you based on how you dress. You buy yourself a warm winter coat, and you make sure that you're not freezing cold. So that's the difference between the two. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Homer Shema Shema, Komer Modem Modem. Someone says Shema twice, it's like saying Modem Komer Modem Modem Dami. It's like saying Modem twice. Meisvei Korei Shema VeKofla Reza Maguna. But wait a second, we have another brisa that says that it's Maguna, that it's disrespectful, and it's not nice to say Shema twice. But it sounds like Maguna Huda Avi Shuke Lo Mishaskinan Lei. It's only considered Maguna, but we're not going to quiet somebody down for saying Shema twice. So it's not quite the same as saying modem twice. Modem, modem, we said you're mashaskin or so. So lo kasha. Hadam milsa milsa v'tanila. Hadam psuka psuka v'tanila. It depends how he says it. If he says word by word, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, or modem, modem, right? He says word by word, then it doesn't sound like he's talking to two gods. It's only maguna, and it just sounds foolish. It sounds ridiculous. But if he says the whole Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekeinu, Shema Echad, and then repeats it, or he says the whole modem, and then repeats it, so then it makes it sound like he's talking to Shtei Rishios, and that's very bad. This Gemara is one of the primary sources quoted in the extensive discussion in Poskim about whether Chazanim are allowed to repeat words or not. This was a very, very big problem once upon a time. It's still somewhat of a problem. There's still those that do it. It was one, you get the impression that it was once a much broader problem, that it was more common. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Shin Lamed Ches Siv Ches that the fact that Chazanim say words and they repeat it twice and three times, he says, Kol Yirei Elokim Mitztarim Bazeh, everyone who has Yirei Shemayim is upset about this, and they just don't have the ability to stop it, because all the Hamon Am says, what do you mean? This is my Onig Shabbos, this is my Onig Yantif. They enjoyed so much listening to the Chazanos, and how could you say that it's Aser? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, maybe there's no Iser Bazeh. And, you know, he says, maybe we could be melamed zuchus on people who do it. From based on our sugya, it says, Shema Shema Mishaskinoso. Sounds like there are key words that you're not allowed to repeat. Modem Modem, Shema Shema. But it sounds like other words, maybe you are allowed to repeat. So maybe our Gemara is Limud Zuchus on those who repeat words. But it sounds like from the Gemara, from Rashi's understanding, that if you're just repeating words without repeating the phrase, it's Maguna in the fact that it's Sachalhu, that it's foolish. It sounds ridiculous. So that Lechara would sound like it's Lav Dafka these words. It's Dafka these words where it's near Kishtei Rishuyos, where if you repeat the whole phrase, then it's near Kishtei Rishuyos. But the fact that it sounds foolish when you repeat things, things. So that lechara should apply to any word. But anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan used this as a limud zchus. Maram Shik was in no such mood to provide any limud zchus. Maram Shik in his tshuvas in Aruch Chaim Simul Laman Aleph gives five reasons why it's an absolutely terrible thing for chazanim to ever repeat words. And he says that ra'al of ha'maisa, that people do this, and he goes on and on about how terrible it is. And he says the fact that Aruch Sugya says someone who's kofal shema shema is maguna, and he says that's an example. It's true of any tefillah. Every word, says Maram Shik, has a sod and some sort of deep meaning to it from the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, and you're going to repeat those words, it's going to be ruining the entire meaning of that the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah imbued in those words with. So that's a terrible thing to do, and it looks like you're being mislotzit b'tefillah, you're making a mockery out of the whole davening, so a person should not repeat words in the tefillah. So again, this Gemara is the source on both sides of the debate, whether one is allowed to or is not allowed to repeat words. So what should you do if you said Shema and then you realize you didn't have Kavana? So aren't you going to have to repeat it to have Kavana the second time around? So how can you say that you're not allowed to repeat it? You have to repeat it sometimes in order to have Kavana. He says, who are you talking to? You talk to Hashem as if you're talking to your friend. When you're talking to your friend, okay, you're distracted, you're in the middle of texting or something, and the guy's talking to you, you're not really listening. So they shouldn't do that either. But a guy didn't have kavana, bash him over the head with the hammer of a blacksmith till he has kavana. Meaning you're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What do you mean you don't have kavana? I don't know what the answer to the question is. So what if you didn't have kavana? No, so don't you have to? So we don't literally bash him over the head with a hammer. But okay, so you have to make sure to have kavana the first time. Hamachana ba'arayos mashaskanasov. Someone is machana ba'arayos. He says that the parshios of arayos are a metaphor for something else, so we quiet him down. Tana Rav Yosef, klon aviv, klon imo. Then instead of saying it's literally referring to ervas aviv and ervas imo, you say it's just talking about the humiliation of your parents, that one cannot humiliate his parents. So Omer Mizarach Latitan La'avir, and someone who says that the Isra of Moloch really refers to impregnating an Arami woman, so Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, the Yisra Abal Akutis Volim Men Ben La'avol Dazara Kasim Medaber. It's talking about we're talking about someone who says that a Jew sleeps with a kutis and they have a ben lavel dezara, that's what it's about. Now the Mishnah is going to list things that we might have thought not to be Matargim, not to say the Targum or not to read, that which we read and are not Matargim, that which we read and are Matargim, and that which we don't read at all, because these partials can give the Hamon Am a very bad impression of what we're trying to say. So Maiser Reuven Nikrav Lo Matargim, the story with Reuven where he switches the beds, or what it sounds from the Psukim, that he sleeps with Bila, so that's Nikrav Lo Matargim. That's read, but it's not translated. Maisa Tamar Nikra Matargim, the story with Tamar and Yehuda, so that's read and translated. Maisa Egel Arisho Nikra Matargim, the first time the Egel is reported in the Torah, we read it and translated. Vasheni Nikra Velo Matargim, the second time it's read and it's not translated. Birchas Kohanim, why is it that, what's the second time? So Rashi explains, second time is when Aaron tells over the story, that when he tells it over, he says, V'yatza Egel Azeh, that we put the things into the fire and this Egel came out. So you can be Matargim that, people are going to think, okay, that was a mistake that he made. Well, that's pretty cool that an eagle came out. Maybe there was some koach to it. And maybe in the future, when someone wants to tap into some sort of koach haruchni and they're in a desperate situation, even though they know that it's wrong, but they see that there is some koach to it, they'll reach for something like that and they'll try to do it again. And in fact, it did happen. They did have another eagle azav in Jewish history in the Navi. We'll get to Anam and Beis. So, Birchus Kohanim, Maisa David Amnon, Birchus Kohanim, and the story of David and Amnon, Nekron Velom Targum, we read, but we're not Matargum. Ein maftirim b'markava, Rabbi Yehuda matir. When it comes to the Markava, we're not maftir with the Markava at all. But Rabbi Yehuda says yes, we are, and we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar Omer ein maftirim b'hodas Yerushalayim. That we're not maftir by hodas Yerushalayim, which tells about all the disgrace of Yerushalayim. So we don't want to say that in the haftarah either. Now it's interesting. We said why is it that the Maaser Reuven is nikra v'lo mitargim? So Rashi says, Cheshinun leGenuso, because we're worried about the Genus of Reuven, that it's going to be humiliating to Reuven to read this story. So ask the Torah Eved. We're about to see in the Gemara that the Maisa Egel Rishon, we are Mitargim, and the Chiddush is that even though you would think we have to be Choshish for the cover of Israel, Kamash Malan, that it's worth being Mitargim so that Klal Yisrael should get a Kapara from it. So shouldn't we say the same thing by Reuven, that Reuven deserves his Kapara? So let us be Nikru Mitargim, and he'll be a little embarrassed, and he'll get his Kapara from it. So the Torah Eved suggests that Reuven already did tshuva. The Medrash says he already did tshuva v'nischaper lo, so he already got his kapara. So once a person gets his kapara, then to just bring up the averus again, that's not a kapara anymore. It's just mean spirited. That's just sort of reminding him of his averus harishonim. That's a bad thing to do. And not only that, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nehem Beis says that Reuven did not actually sin with Bila. He was mevalbal yitzui aviv, and the Torah just considers it ki ilu shachavima. So we have to be more choshesh for the covet of Reuven in this context, because if you're metargim it, people can get the wrong impression of what actually happened. It's not just that we're going to be repeating a sin that Reuven had done. We're going to be repeating a sin that Reuven did not do, something that's beyond anything that Reuven had ever done. And that's what we have to be choshish for the cover, that we have to be careful not to exaggerate what the avera actually was. Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa. Yesh nekrum matargimin, v'yesh nekrum lo matargimin, v'yesh lo nekrum lo matargimin. There are some parshios that we read and are matargim, some that we read and we're not matargim, and some that we don't even read at all. Elu nekrum matargimin. The following 10 parshios we read and are matargimin. Balas, Akar, Nashva, Simon is the simon for the 10 parshios that we actually are matargim, even though you might have thought we wouldn't be. Maisa Bereshis nekrum matargim. Maisa Bereshis, we read and we're matargim. Well, Pshita, of course we read and matargim. Why would we skip Maisa Bereshis? You might think a person might start asking too many questions. What's above? What's below? What was before? What's after? Therefore, we tell them, no, you don't have to worry that people are going to ask such questions. What does it mean? What kind of questions are these? So Tosfos writes, so the second way of understanding is the way we normally understand this, that if you learn about Ma'aseh Bereishis, you can say, well, what was here before the world was here? What's going to be after the world? Things that are beyond our comprehension, because we're part of this world, so it's not something that we could ever understand. But the first way Tosfos says is that a person shouldn't explore too much. He's going to start looking at what's beyond the borders of Earth, and that's not sounds like Tosfos says that's not healthy for a person to look what's beyond the Gvulei Ha'olam LeMizrach LeMarav. So what does that mean? Space exploration, that we're not supposed to look in the, or do you say no? That's part of the Olam. It's what's beyond the Gvulei Olam. I don't know. So Maisa Lot Ushtei Benos of Nikro Metargim, the story of Lot and his daughters, we read and we're Metargim. Pshita, of course we'd be Metargim. What would be the problem? You might think that it's disrespectful to Avram to read it. Kamash Malan, therefore it tells us that it's not a problem. Maisa Tamar, it's about Lot, it's not about Avram. Maisa Tamar v'Yehuda Nikro Metargim. The third one, that we are Metargim, is the story with Tamar and Yehuda. Well, Pshita, of course we'd be Metargim. Now, what's wrong with that? It doesn't sound very good for Yehuda, that he went and he found the Zona, and so it doesn't sound good at all. No, it's not bad to tell a story about how someone sinned if he then later admitted his wrongdoing and he had the courage to do so. So that's why, because the Tzadik Gomer never has to admit a sin, and that's much harder. It's much harder to own up to a mistake that a person did. So that's the ultimate Shevach of Yehuda. We all fail sometimes, but Yehuda was Moda, so that's a great thing to say about him. The first story of the Egel is Nikro Matagim. First time it's said in Chumash. So Pshita, of course, why wouldn't we? You might have thought that we have to be choshish for the covenant of Klal Yisrael, kamash b'lon kolshkein d'nich le'dahavilu kapara. So that's what comes to tell me that no, it's better for us to say over the story of the Egel, that way Klal Yisrael can achieve kapara. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, you see from here, that even though a person who dies can no longer achieve kapara through a karban, right, once he dies, his karbanos are not going to achieve any kapara for him, there's still kapara for Mason in other forms, by doing perhaps through doing mitzvos and their zuchus and things like that, but certainly over here we're saying that telling the story of their sin is a kapara for the generation of the Egel. In the Knesset HaGedolah, Nor Chaim Zim Tav Chav Ches, he writes that the minig is that a Levi reads the Parshas HaEgel, the reason he says is that because the Levim were not involved in the Egel, and he says technically you give it to a Kohen also, because a Kohen is from Shevet Levi, but the minig is that a Levi reads it. And Magen Avram quotes this, and he says that that's our minig as well, that we give it to a Levi. So the Yafel Lev writes that some say that it's not good to give it to a Kohen for Parshas HaEgel, because the Kohen is is Mizara Shal Aaron, and Aaron was involved in the Egel, that you dafka want to give it only to a Levi and not to a Kohen. But the Chidah is bothered by the whole discussion. Our Sugya says, our Gemara says, that the Maisa Egel Rishon is Nikro Matargim, and we're not worried about the Kavod Shal Yisrael not to be Mefarsim the Egel, because it's Adrabah, it's a Kapara that's going to provide the Kapara that Yisrael needs. So why would we have a Din or a Minag that we're not going to have a Yisrael read from the Parsha of the Egel, we're only going to have a Levi do it because it's not a sore topic for the Levi, it's only a sore topic for the Yisrael? Adrabah, let the Yisrael read it, and that will increase the kapara, that will be a better kapara, says the Chidah. So the Chidah says, no, what the Knesset Gedolah means is that it does not mean to say that Yisrael doesn't read the Egel because of Busha. No, he says it's a different reason. When someone's reading the Parsha, it's as if he's saying, listen up everybody, this is a lesson you need to learn. Well, who has the chutzpah to be able to say that they're going to teach that lesson? A Yisrael is going to get up and teach that lesson to everybody. A Kohen is going to get up and teach that lesson that you can't do the Egel. Look what happens when you do an Egel. That's going to look inappropriate. So we dafka have a Levi because the Levi is the only one in a position to talk about it. The rest of us aren't in a position to talk about it. That's what the Knesset HaGedolah means. Nothing to do with fearing the embarrassment of it. The embarrassment is good. That will be a kapara. The fifth thing that's on the list, fifth item on the list, klalos u'brachos nikron u'targamin. The klalos and the brachos, the tocha, we can read and translate. Well, pshita, of course we can. What would be the problem? Well, over here the Bach significantly changes the Gemara around between the fifth and the sixth thing. He says, ma'odetema nechesh dilma that you might have thought that a person, if he reads the Tocha, is going to only act out of Ava and Yira. Kamash Milan, that's why it has to tell us that it's okay to be Metargim. You don't have to worry, he's going to act out of Ahava and Yira. Tosa Rush says, wait a second, there's a Gemara in Sota Daflamer Aleph. The Gemara tells us that Rava had two Talmidim. One of them said, you know, I had a dream that I saw the Pasuk, Marav Tuvcha Asher Safanta Lirecha, the goodness that Hashem designates for those who fear him. And the other one said, I had a pasuk that I saw a pasuk in a dream, V'yaltzubucha ohavei shemecha, that those who love Hashem are going to rejoice in him. So Rava says, ah, you're both tzaddikim. One of you is a Yirei Hashem, one of you is an Ohev Hashem. One of you is Yira, one of you is Ava. So ask the Tosa Rash, I thought it's bad to have Yira and Ava. The Gemara over here says that if if you translate the Tocha, you might have had a concern that a person is only going to be Ovid from Yira and Ava, and that's a problem. So he says the obvious answer. No, if you read the Tocha, what kind of Yira and Ava is it going to be? It's Yira Sa'onesh and Ava Sa'schar. You might think that a person is only going to be going to worship Hashem, that it's going to lead people to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu only because they're afraid of the punishment or they so very much want the benefits of doing it. That's the bad kind of Yira and Ava. The Gemara over there in Masechta Sot is talking about the good kind of Yira. Yira Shamayim and Ava Sa'shem. Those are the good kinds of Yira and Ava. The Gemara goes on, Asharus Va'on Onshin, we also read in our Metargim. So Pshita, why wouldn't we? Mal detema nechesh dilma, over here again the Bach changes nechesh dilma, paiga daitayu de tzibura. You might think that the tzibur is going to feel dejected from it when they hear about all the terrible things that happen to people who do averos. Kamash milan, therefore it tells no problem to be Metargim. Maisa Amnon v'tamar nikro Metargimin, and Maisa Avshalom nikro Metargim. Both the story of Amnon v'tamar and the story of Avshalom, you could be Metargim. So Pshita, of course you can, why not? You might think that we have to be concerned about the honor of David and being metargim such sections. Kamash Malan tells us you don't have to worry about the honor of David in these contexts. The unbelievable story of Pilegesh Begiva at the end of Sefer Shoftim, you could read and be metagim. Well, Pshita, of course you can. Why not? You might have thought that you have to be choshish for the honor of Shevet Binyamin, who didn't act properly in that story. They tried to cover up for the fellow for the people who committed the atrocity in the story of Pelegish Begiva. So Kamash Malan tells us that you don't have to worry about the kavod of the Shevet of Binyamin. Hodas Yerushalayim es Toav Oseha. When we talk about the denigration of Yerushalayim and the degeneration of Yerushalayim, so that's Nikro Metargim. You're allowed to be Metargim that as well. Pshita, of course, could be Metargim. Lafukim Yid Rabbi Lazar. Comes to tell me not like Rabbi Lazar. Detanya, Maisa Bad Mechatre, Kori Lamalim Rabbi Lazar, Hodas Yerushalayim es Toav Oseha, that a person was speaking ill about Yerushalayim, he was reading this parsha about Yerushalayim by Rabbi Lazar. Instead of looking at the toevos of Yerushalayim, why don't you check instead into the toevos of your own mother? And they looked into him and they found that he had a shemetz psul. Someone speaks in a negative way about Yerushalayim. Someone speaks in a negative way about Eretz Yisrael. You have to look into his yichus. Klal Yisrael should be of Yerushalayim. We should always speak about the glory of Yerushalayim. We lament the past glory. That's what we're going to be doing. This Tisha B'Av's daf. So we lament the past glory and we yearn for the future glory, but we don't overemphasize the Torah. Maybe this wasn't on Tisha B'Av, because on Tisha B'Av we talk about Yerushalayim Bar Chorbana and all the and how it's an ear that's nechrash, etc. But that it's all in the hopes of yearning for rebuilt Yerushalayim b'meher b'yameinu. Ve'elu nikrin v'lo mitargim. The following things are read but are not mitargim. Ma'aser Reuven nikrin v'lo mitargim. The story of Reuven we read but we're not mitargim. U'ma'aser Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel shalach le'kavul v'yakari chazan haknesses v'yehi b'shchon Yisrael v'amar lo mitargim al tetargim ela achron. That once the chazan haknesses was reading this parsha and he told the mitargim only translate the end of it. Where the end of it, where it says Vayu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar, where it's the end of the parsha entirely, and then you'll skip any targum about the whole story with Reuven. V'shibchu l'chacham, the Chacham said, yeah, that's a great idea. We should not be mitargim the rest of the story. Ma'isa egel asheni nikrav lo mitargim. The second account of the egel, when Aaron repeats the account of the egel, is also read and not mitargim. Eza ma'isa egel asheni. What is the second account of the egel? Min vayomer Moshe ad vayar Moshe. From vayar Moshe to vayar Moshe. Tanya Reb Shimon Elazar Omer li olam yadam zayir b'tshuvosav. A person has to be very careful with the way that he responds to things. When Moshe comes down from the mountain, he says to Aaron, what happened over here? And Aaron responds, the way that he responded, the way he phrased and formulated his response, caused people to act brazenly at a later date. Shenemar, because Aaron tells him, Vashlichei be'esh v'yotza egel hazeh, that we threw everything into the fire, and look at that, this egel came out. So that gave room for people to be ma'ar. Maritzchai says, what does it mean gave room for people to be ma'ar? Where were people ma'ar? When did people act brazenly because of the way Aaron responded? So he says, yeah, by Yeravim ben Nevat, when he made egle hazav, like the egel that they made in the Midbar. How could he not have learned his lesson from the egel that we made in the Midbar? There was a worse sin in Jewish history, and now he's going to go and he's going to make his own egel. How could that possibly be? So it must be because he saw this pasuk v'yatza egel azeh. He needed something. He needed a form of worship. He needed something that had some sense of legitimacy, some sense of spiritual meaning to it. And apparently this worked. So he was reaching for it in his time of stress when he didn't know what to do and how to counter the fact that Rechavim was the one that had the Beis Hamikdash under his malchus. And what's he going to do to compete with that? Birchas Kohanim Nikrin v'lo Metargimin. The Birchas Kohanim are read but not Metargim. My time, Mishum Duchsiv Yisa, because it says Yisa, and therefore we're not Metargim. Because to say that Kosh Baruch Hu does show favoritism to Klal Yisrael, we don't want to say that because it makes it look like it's undeserved favoritism. But we know the Gemara Brachas Tav Chav tells us we do deserve that favoritism because we favor Hashem in a certain way. We go Lifnim Yishur Sadin, we bench even on a kazayis or kibetza. Ma'isa David va'amnon lo nikrin v'lo mitargimin, and some of the girsa or of nikrin v'lo mitargimin. V'amr ma'isa amnon v'tamar nikro mitargim. Aye, but doesn't it say that the ma'isa of amnon and tamar we are mitargim? Lo kasha. Aduksiv amnon ben David. Aduksiv amnon stama. It depends if you mention David's name or not whether you be mitargim. You have to worry about the cover of David. Tan rabban and kolam across the ksuvim v'torah legnai karnos on the shvach kigon yishkalena yishkavena. Any word in the Torah that sounds like it's a word that's l'gnai, we read it l'shvach in the lashon of shevach, so that we don't say davar maguna. So instead of the word yishkalena, we read yishkavena, which is yishkalena is a lashon gnai because it sounds it specifically relates to mishkavei isha, as opposed to yishkavena is a borrowed expression. Similarly, ba'apolim by the shchin of Mitzrayim, it says ba'apolim and batchorim. So we read it batchorim. Apolim is more explicit. We say charyonim, which is the excrement of dove. So instead we say divyonim, which sounds like something that flows from a dove, not the excrement. Lechal eschorehem, so we read it as lishtos es meme shinehem. Lechal es tzawasam, lishtos es meme raglehem. So we read it, the phrase lechal eschorehem and lishtos es meme shinehem, we read as lechal es Shalasim Lishlas is Meimer Raglayim, which is more of a Lashon Nikia. L'mecharaos, the phrase L'mecharaos, the place where they make a Beis HaKisei, we read it as Limotsaos, which is more of a Lashon Naki. Rabbi Shubin Karcha Omer L'mecharaos Kishman Mipnei Shehu Genai Level Tzchavim. No, that one we keep the same, because that's a Genai for the Avodah Zarah, and that we want to write, we want to say Lashon Genai, because it's Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Nachman Kolei Tzenusa Asira Barmi Tzenusa Avodah Tzchavim. All mockery is Asra, unless you're mocking Avodah Zarah, the Sharia, that's Mutter. Tzchiv Kara Balkores Balkores Nevo, that the God who's of Bavel is called Bal, so Kara Vakaras, it's as if he has some sort of stomach ailment. Tzchiv Karsu Kari Yachtov Leichlu Milet Masa, that are not able to express its Tzoa. So we say these awful things about it because it's an Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Ani Amar Mehacha, that we learn from the following. La Aglos, the Eglos, when we talk about the two Eglazovs that were made for Avodah Zarah, Beis Oven, in Beisel, Yaguru Shekin Shomron, Ki Avel Olav Imo, that it's the Amo, rather, that the nation is Misabalan, to Kumara Valov Yagilu, and it's Kohanim, it's priests are rejoicing in Al Kvodo Kigolim Menu Altikri Kvodo El Kvedo. So we don't read Kvodo, read Kvedo like a burden. Amar Afuna Bar Menoch Mishmei Ravacha Breid Ravika Shari Le Levar Yisrael Meimer Le Lovik Chavim Shakli Lavod Chavim Vaanche B'Shin Tuf. You're allowed to tell a guy, take your Avodah Zarah and put it in Shin Tuf, which is a kinoy for the Makom Ha'erva. So you're allowed to speak in such derogatory terms. Amar Ravashi Haiman the Sani Shumane. If a person has a bad reputation that he's a Noif, Shari Le Levzuy Begimel Shin. You're allowed to be mivazeh him by his mother's name as well. Haiman, we want to end with the Dover Tov. So Haiman the Shaper Shemane, someone who has a good reputation that he does good things. Shari the Shabuche, you're allowed to praise him. Uman the Shabche, Yanuch lo brachas al roshon. If you praise good people, so then you can get brachas for praising the right things in life. Okay.